Islamic Scholars Coalition Endorses Muslim Genocide in China. By Francis Martel on January 10, 2023. A delegation of dozens of alleged Islamic scholars representing 14 Muslim countries as part of the World Muslim Communities Council arrived in occupied East Turkestan on Sunday and remained there at press time for a Chinese regime-organized tour to endorse the Communist Party's genocide of Muslims there. Uyghur organizations and human rights activists condemned the visit on Tuesday as an attempt to whitewash egregious human rights crimes. The Chinese Communist Party has been engaging in genocidal acts in East Turkestan, which it refers to using the Mandarin language name Xinjiang, since at least 2017. East Turkestan is home to the vast majority of the world's ethnic Uyghur Muslims and substantial Kazakh, Kyrgyz, and other Turkic, Muslim majority groups. Communist officials have attempted to erase any trace of Islam or Uyghur culture from the region not totally controlled by Beijing through the demolition of mosques, cemeteries, and other sites of cultural significance, the removal of children from their homes to study Mandarin in an attempt to erase the Uyghur language, and the mass imprisonment of millions of people in concentration camps. Camp survivors say they survived extreme torture, indoctrination, gang rape, forced sterilization, and slavery, among other atrocities. Several testify to being forced to renounce Islam and eat pork, which is forbidden in the religion. More recently, Uyghur organizations have unearthed evidence that the Communist Party used mass Chinese coronavirus lockdowns to deprive entire cities in East Turkestan of food and basic medicine, prompting a wave of starvation and medical negligence deaths throughout the region. Despite extensive evidence that China is engaging in genocide against Muslims, most of the world's Muslim governments have not condemned China and retain significant economic ties to the Communist Party. Some, most prominently Saudi Arabia, have endorsed the genocide, parroting China's claim that abuses against the indigenous people of East Turkestan are a necessary anti-terrorism campaign. The World Muslim Communities Council, WMCC, describes itself as an institutional entity that enhances the role of Muslims and elevates their practice in societies as well as international forums. Its chairman, Ali Rashid Abdullah Ali Al-Nuaimi, is leading a tour group around East Turkestan, under the auspices of the communist regime, representing the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Syria, Bahrain, Tunisia, and Bosnia and Herzegovina, among other countries. In a report on the visit published on Monday, the Chinese government propaganda newspaper Global Times said the alleged scholars making up the delegation praised the Communist Party for allegedly eradicating terrorism in East Turkestan via genocide. The Global Times made clear Communist Party officials were guiding the tour and meticulously orchestrating what the delegation was allowed to see. Among their stops in East Turkestan was a government-organized exhibition on the fight against terrorism and extremism that omitted all evidence of the Chinese government's genocidal acts. The Times applauded the delegation for denying the genocide. Instead of following a few Western countries and using Xinjiang-related issues to interfere with China's internal affairs, these people have affirmed the development of the Xinjiang region, the Times said, citing the Xinjiang Communist Party chief, exposed the political practices of the U.S. and some Western countries, and defended international fairness and justice. The Chinese newspaper claimed that American and other international actors condemning the Uyghur genocide were spreading rumors and throwing mud at China. It then cited responses from delegation members to the propaganda exhibition. Saudi Arabia's former Minister of Education Abdullah Saleh Al-Obaid said they felt grieved to see the terrorist attacks in Xinjiang region, the Global Times detailed. Osama El-Sayed Mahmoud Mohammed Saad, the Egyptian president's advisor for religious affairs, said that the exhibition exposed the crimes of terrorists and also showed the efforts made by the Chinese government. The WMCC published its own reports on its delegation's findings, celebrating the efforts against terrorism and extremism in the region. It also published videos of the alleged Islamic scholars touring the propaganda exhibition. The WMCC chairman, Ali Rashid Abdullah Ali Al-Nuaimi, issued a formal statement congratulating the Chinese Communist Party on Monday. "We congratulate China on the completion of the counter-terrorism plan in Xinjiang. The level of attention that we found in Xinjiang embodies the determination of the Chinese leadership to serve all components of the people in the region, Ali Al-Nu'aimi wrote. The relationship between Islamic civilization and China is historical and characterized by friendship, cooperation, and alliance. Reasonable people all over the world need a safe, stable, and prosperous China. On Tuesday, the chairman reportedly met with other members of the Chinese government and hailed the efforts of the Chinese authorities in combating terrorism in Xinjiang and praised the interest and determination of the Chinese leadership to serve all people in the region. Uyghur organizations condemned the visit and the WMCC's enthusiastic embrace of the Communist Party. We categorically reject the TWMCC's shameless attempts to appease China in a quake East Turkestan's just struggle to reclaim its freedom, independence, and dignity with so-called terrorism and extremism. The Prime Minister of the East Turkestan government in exile, Salih Hutir, said in a statement on Monday. We reiterate that East Turkestan is not a part of China, it is an occupied nation. Nor are the people of East Turkestan so-called Muslims of China. They are Muslims of East Turkestan. We demand that the TWMCC apologize and stop supporting China's propaganda to demonize the national struggle of the Muslim-majority nation of East Turkestan, the government-in-exile's President Ghulam Yagma said. The World Uyghur Congress also issued a statement calling the visit an endorsement of the genocide outrageous. It is outrageous that the WMCC has participated in this propaganda visit and is now echoing the Chinese government's narrative, the group's president Dilkun Issa said. The WMCC is betraying millions of their Muslim brothers and sisters who have been suffering at the hands of the Chinese government, and is acting in direct contradiction of its own basic charter. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.